Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Wednesday, May 12, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable, and no donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Right now, with every $100 donation, you have your choice of our free gift to you, just to say thanks, as the form of a in the form of an RBN high quality T-shirt or RBN coffee mug. Be sure to specify which you prefer and the T-shirt size, if it's the shirt. And well, supplies are limited and running out, so you might want to get on that while the getting's good. Could be a while before we have more in stock. And if you want to contribute to our chat room, beyondton.chatango.com is where you'll find that. Please, respectful, constructive posts to share are appreciated. I do have my Wednesday co-host here with me, my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. Gregory McGill. Hello, Gregory.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Richard.
Hi. How you doing today, sir?
Okay. Just watching the craziness going on in Israel. Find it very interesting.
Yeah. I do as well.
Hamas, you know, which is obviously a creation of, CIA, Mossad, kind of thing. It's Hezbollah that's the real deal, and that you never hear about Hezbollah, right? Because they're the real thing. They're the actual opposition. All we hear about is Hamas launching rockets. Hamas is controlled. And they get those rockets from them.
Yeah, the one source we were checking out earlier, over at Blacklisted News, that Doug Owen there used to actually broadcast on RBN here. They're pointing out that there was this attack from these forces, and the way they're phrasing it here, on Monday night, militants in the Gaza Strip and the Israeli military exchanged rocket fire and airstrikes amid a deadly escalation of violence. Hamas and Islamic Jihad, armed groups based in blockaded Gaza, launched a barrage of rockets that landed near Jerusalem and in parts of southern Israel, injuring at least one person. Israeli airstrikes in retaliation killed at least 20 people in Gaza.
By the way, Israel did it first. They launched first. They started all of this.
That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and of the 20 people Israeli airstrikes killed in Gaza, according to Gaza's health ministry, that included 9 children. So way to go, Israel.
So you know it's more than that. So whatever number they say, they, you know, and of course they target civilians and children. And Yeah, you know, that's our greatest ally for you right there, huh?
Indeed. And
They
then there
can't fight,
was.
man. They wet themselves when that happens.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Yeah, but it's, nonetheless, Israelis were filmed celebrating Monday night on Jerusalem Day. And this David Sheen tweeted out the first Jewish Supremacy Appreciation Day, officially Jerusalem Day, since Prime Minister Netanyahu installed Kahanists in the Knesset. This political party has killed 50 plus Palestinians and is now in the parliament thanks to Bibi. This is their wet dream, he says.
Yeah,
But
no,
we had.
they don't even hide, Jewish supremacists, they don't even hide it. You know that they are the chosen ones, man.
Yeah,
That's it.
so Monday night the Israelis were at the Western Wall singing for God to take vengeance on the Palestinians and erase them and their progeny from all of history. They were singing, let's see, well, they were even singing death to Palestinians, you know, in one of the, see, I can't find where it cites that right this second, but
Well,
yeah,
you've seen that before, right? Where
oh,
they go up on the hills and they watch them bomb Gaza and they go up there and party while it's going on and
right.
stuff. I mean, these are the sickest people on earth. They're just, you can't say enough bad things about the Jaybirds, really, when it comes down to it. They wouldn't even touch it. And, you know, so it's like, now what do we do? Okay, when Trump was in there, you know, none of this was going on. So obviously, it's all.
Yeah, well, Bibi said the terrorist groups in Gaza had crossed a red line with their rocket attacks. But the latest explosion of hostilities has a long tail. Even this article points out the same. You're saying, following numerous aggressive actions by both Israeli security forces and far-right Jewish supremacist groups in Jerusalem. 2 weeks ago, bands of Jewish extremists, including some settlers from the West Bank, marched through Palestine-populated areas of the Holy City chanting, "Death to Arabs," attacking bystanders and damaging Palestinian property and homes. And then they go on to talk about evictions and what have you. But yeah, it's certainly a double standard in the world. there was another article on a related topic. Speaking of Jewish supremacy, Gregory, while we're at it, Jewish Shamran founder hit with federal child rape charges.
Oh yeah, I saw that. You sent that to me. Yeah, well, finally got another one. It's amazing when like one of them does get caught. They obviously screwed, you know, another Jew over or something, because they get protected unless they do, you know, or they just have to give one up once in a while. But m most of the time, you know, these people do not, they don't get in any trouble for it.
Well, Jacob Daskal faces federal charges for coercing a minor into sex. Shamrin is an example of extreme Jewish privilege in America. Now, this article starts out to state it is a private Jewish police force that exists in numerous communities and allowed to operate in parallel with the legally constituted authorities. Some critics say that Shamrin are allowed to, quote unquote, handle certain Jewish criminals so they can escape actual criminal charges even when guilty of serious crimes. Federal prosecutors charged the founder of the Borough Park Shamrin with a 3-count indictment for allegedly coercing a 15-year-old girl to travel for sex, authorities announced on Thursday. Jacob Daskal, 62 years old, had been charged in New York State court in 2018 for raping the teen victim and was out on a $75,000 bond, but now the feds have stepped in, hitting him with charges of coercing a minor to engage in illicit sexual conduct, transportation of the minor with intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and traveling with intent to engage in illicit sexual conduct. And Daskal,
Yeah.
again, well, this, in the
He
quote,
pissed
they're saying,
somebody
well,
off.
yeah. Well, with Daskal, when these crimes were committed, exploiting the vulnerability of a young teenager by grooming her for sex and enticing her into having sexual relationships with him, acting U.S. District Attorney Seth Beauchamp said in a statement. And yeah, but I mean, this guy founded the private safety group that patrols the Baroque Park in conjunction with the 66th Police Precinct. It's just a big. It just shows, you know. I mean,
that's the only one that they've caught. I mean, it's a haven for criminals and pedophiles and international scoundrels and just like you know who warned us of in 1922. You know that if they ever succeed in setting up their Israel, it'll be a place for where they can go to live without extradition, a haven for scoundrels and international criminals. And guess what happened?
And lately now we have Biden with these new executive orders that are pretty much able to be interpreted at will regarding collusion with Russia, this anti-communist Russian sentiment. I'd say they're about 90 or 100 years too late. You know, around 1920, 1930, we could have really used
that. Yeah, then, right. That would have been the time to do it.
Yeah.
Russia has pretty much taken care of most of their problems with that, and the script is flipped. We're what Russia used to be, and they're turned into what we used to be. You know, they've gotten rid of most of their Putin has hounded the oligarchs mostly out of there. I mean, yeah, there's still some of it, but I don't think anybody tells Putin what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think so. I don't believe it. I don't believe one bit that he's involved in any. I think he's a good guy.
Well, you know, I mean, when he was initially put in, they thought he was going to be their man. I was just listening to some of this covered by Dr. Slattery and Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, I believe, on the
haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah, he's been on Dr. Slattery's show.
Nice.
Actually, they're like co-hosting for their own broadcasts together.
Cool.
Once a month lately, and it was a good coverage of how, I mean, Putin ultimately went against the people who thought he was going to be their, you know, their let's see, goyim in power, as it
right.
were.
Yeah. Well, I think that the Russian people overwhelmingly love him, you know, for the most part, because he's made it a much better place, and communism doesn't exist there anymore like it used to. It's moved here for the most part. You know,
yeah, but
I couldn't believe it the other day. I heard on mainstream radio, I'm not going to name the show because, you know, whatever, it's mainstream. But they were actually talking about that. What's his name? Senator McCarthy was right. He was just early, but he was right, you know. And we know that now, that Senator Joseph McCarthy was right on the money. He's been vindicated by history at this point.
Yeah, well, in some ways he was early, some ways he was late. I mean, because when you look at how, I mean, well, both world wars, how the Americans were coaxed into it and who was responsible.
Sure.
And
well, it was earlier than anybody else talking about it, especially in Congress. You know.
I'm really disgusted, though, by this example, because it just shows the those in the highest echelons of Jewish power are very often the most corrupt. This Daskal.
Of course.
It describes a little more details. I mean, it was more than just him allegedly soliciting or anything. Daskal allegedly, they have here, took the girl to his summer home in upstate New York, crossing state borders into New Jersey along the way. According to court documents, the cross-border crimes continued when the victim moved to Chicago, and Daskal allegedly communicated with the victim over Skype and text, asking her to pose nude during video chats and send nude photos, according to the federal complaint. And then on November 5th, 2017, Daskal traveled to Chicago to visit the victim, where he brought her to a hotel room for sex, prosecutors allege. A man who found...
He couldn't find an of-age woman, huh? Had to go after a little kid.
And
it was the only thing available.
Here, and there's a quote here. A man who founded an organization aimed at creating a safer community should know the difference between right and wrong, said FBI Assistant Director in Charge William F. Sweeney, Jr. But that's only if you...
They have a different definition of right and wrong. It's only right and wrong to screw each other over. It's only when they go outside and mess up some, you know, like the Bernie Madoff thing, you know, how he ripped off other Jews. That's why he went down. But
and
as
then,
far as what they can do to Gentiles, it's a free for all. It literally is. It's in all their religious writings and their texts and whatever. They can do whatever they want to us, but they can, it is strictly forbidden for them to screw each other over.
Yeah, and I mean the whole browning of Europe and America now, you know, the whole white genocide agenda,
unchecked immigration going on,
placement agenda, and yet these are at the highest echelons once again, very much controlled by Jewish lobby groups of all kinds, and we have this documented going back by their own people. I still haven't even played. I've been meaning to just play that on the air for people who haven't heard Barbara Spector herself, for example, stating as much. But as far as the treatment.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Is that the one where she talks about, like, anti-Semitism? It's a trick that we use it and all that.
Oh, no, I'm referring to how Jews will be resented because they'll be at the front of this transformation of multiculturalism.
She might have said that, too. She lets a lot of stuff slip.
No, it's not so much slip. She's pretty bold, but especially when she's talking to people who are of her ilk.
Right.
But no, we have the opposite treatment as far as the Jewish supremacism, even more blatant in Israel and the treatment of the Palestinians. It's an ethno-state, the exception to the rule that they force upon everyone else in the world. You know? But it gets so extreme at the campuses now. I mean, I don't even know if I could get to them today. Maybe later this week or something. But out of campus reform, they always have a lot of great information on the anti-white agendas in the universities. A campus paper editor-in-chief stating they couldn't walk past a white person without shaking. After this word about Asian-American hate crimes. Of course, they didn't get the word that it was generally black people who were imposing. Yeah. Such.
It's mostly that. Isn't that the case, though? I mean, it's not like white on Asian. It's always black on Asian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, where we are now, it's just, we have so many other issues. You know, it's hard to fit in just the Jewish supremacy and the anti-white agenda, the white genocide agenda every week with so many other pressing issues that could come to fruition in
Believe it? They buried that one. As important as that is, they buried it.
You know, over in France, there's a gentleman who's declaring that they need a 3 to 5 year halt on immigration because of a lot of the crime associated with it. But they're saying that this rule, if implemented, would not include refugees. So what's the point?
Yeah, right.
That's ridiculous.
And then they want to flood it. They want to flood all the European countries and us. And that's part of the way of taking us down. Obviously.
Well, I mean, yeah, all these no-go zones, I mean, these are generally comprised of refugees. You know, I mean, that term is such a blanket term. And yes, very much often people who will not integrate and are very much criminal in nature. But yes, this is the world we have ourselves in. I mean, there's some interesting.
Until we can straighten out the most important social issue, in my opinion, is until they fix voter fraud and secure our elections, nothing else really matters.
Yeah, and as far as the medical imposed tyranny, the social engineering now, I don't know if the masses will ever recover at this point, you know, from that.
All right.
So it's a. It's really becoming a bit of a stranglehold. I mean, there are definitely a lot of different modes at work. But it looks like we have that first break. Okay, folks, we'll stick around and we'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my regular Wednesday co-host, Mr. Gregory McGill. And while we're on the topic of white genocide and the anti-white agenda, Gregory, just a little anecdote for the listeners here. A few days back, I was stopping by visiting a friend at his apartment. Briefly, and I noticed in the hallway of the that apartment level in front of a neighbor's unit, they had a couple of ceramic gnomes, a really small little white gnome and a large gnome, happened to be a black gnome. I just froze for a few moments and just puzzled at the premise of it. I mean, a black gnome. And I'm
what's the matter? Are you a bigot? What's the matter, racist?
First of all, I'm offended as a white person. That's cultural appropriation.
Right.
Okay? No, really, let us have our gnomes. Okay? That has always been a European...
We can't have anything now, man. It's all done.
It's insane.
We're being replaced.
There's no doubt
about it.
That is just absurd. Okay, gnomes are European. Okay, I want to see a European-looking individual when I see a gnome there. And right. If it's curious, I mean, I noticed there was a bit of a, strong, I don't know, in the cheeks, you know, there was a bit of perhaps ethnic attribute, but I didn't really look that closely, you know. But I was thinking back when I was leaving, driving home, you know, how did that come about? I mean, was there really just like maybe like some Renfair fan, gothic fan, like nerdy black guy who's just like, man, I need some black gnomes, and this is this is white supremacy. I'm gonna make me some black gnomes, and he actually, you know, well, because I mean,
it comes from every, up top from everything. There, it's just
or did he order or did he order some you know, standard gnomes and decided, you know, I'm gonna get me some white gnomes and paint them black. But then, of course, you know, that then and then he could be upset, you know, with the results. You know, oh, man, these noses are all wrong. And okay, I shouldn't go there, but no, but seriously, or was it, I think it was more than likely a white person, you know, who has their little shop and has been so influenced, you know, a white liberal who's been so shamed by this anti-white culture. So that, you know, we need black
so
gnomes.
Many whites are anti-white. It's unbelievable.
We need some black gnomes in this shop. I mean, this is just horrible. I can't believe we don't have any black gnomes. Let's get some made now.
Hating your race and heritage because the TV told you to.
Are you really going to have any black people buying these things? Okay, so that's my, I don't know what's more curious. It is hilarious if they have this black guy who's into these sort of things and just a little, you know, a little nerdy and off from his culture, making these gnomes, you know, these black gnomes.
That surprises me at all.
Only going to sell to white folk, you know.
That surprises me at all. The biggest anti-whites out there. Look at all the BLM rallies. How many black people are actually at most of them?
Right. But I don't know. You know, I mean, black gnome. It could be, I don't know. I could see it being a death metal band about white genocide. You know, a black metal band name. A black gnome.
That'd be a cool name. Black. Yeah. Actually, it is a good name. Somebody grab that for their death metal band or their thrash metal band or whatever.
I missed the
black name. And it's interesting spelling, G-N-O-M-E, right?
Yeah. Or
I don't know much about how those came about in the first place. So, but I mean, nothing surprises me when anything that used to be traditionally of white cultures, whichever European cultures, has been replaced with some, you know, anything but that. It's always black, though.
Yeah, or maybe
13% of the population, and they're in everything, every commercial, every. You know, every show, every everything, 13% of the population. Or maybe you wouldn't think that by turning on the electric, you know, Jaybird.
Or it could be useful as a pay-per-view serial of episodes, you know, a series, Black Gnome. You know, they could have, I don't know, racial propaganda embedded in it, perhaps, you know, like
the thing is, I've always liked black people for the most part and gotten along with them and you know, sure. Had things in common. And able to, you know, like that old Andrew Dice Clay bit where he says, you know, he hung out with black guys and.
I guess I should be careful not
funny
to.
Funny Julie.
Yeah, Julie in the control room.
She's
black
funny.
Black gnomes matter.
right. Yeah. Well. You know. So yeah, I mean, you could relate to black people, but then they're like, you can't. How do you relate to all these immigrants and everything coming in? Well, you know, there's no, what, you know, we don't have a common anything with them. They just want to destroy America because they're told to hate us.
Well, yeah, it never helps when the little hat crew are whispering in their ear, does it?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's bottom all of the white hour. People's fault and all that.
Bottom of the hour break, folks. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
One day we will put it all behind. We'll say that was just another time. We'll say that was just another day on earth.
We're back, folks. Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, the place where black gnomes matter. Here with my Wednesday regular co-host, Mr. Gregory McGill, and we have a caller on the line, Chance in West Virginia. Chance in West Virginia. Hey. Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
Yes, hello, gentlemen. That was a good one. Black gnomes matter. Yeah.
Good one, Julie. She's funny.
Let me tell you something. You know, we're being hit with what, if people want to realize it or not, with trauma-based mind control. And let me tell you how. If you've noticed, every single day, they're throwing violence at us. They're throwing lies at us on an unprecedented level, while at the same time, they hit us with all this, and I hate to use this word, political correctness, wacko stuff, you know? So it's to break us down on a daily basis. It's so obvious. But the good thing about this is this. When I hear this crazy, wacky political correctness stuff, I find myself laughing more than I ever did because it's so absurd, you know? So therefore, I suggest people look at it that way. because it can wear you down, the constant lies, blatant lies, the violence. So in other words, you have to look at this, I guess, this crazy political correctness that you keep hearing as comic relief, you know? Like I said, I've never laughed so hard in my life. Each and every day when I come out with something crazy and absurd, I find myself breaking out laughing. That's how absurd it is. And I can't help myself because it's just so, you know, insane. So I counterbalance that. Yeah.
That's the best
way.
Oh,
God, it's laughable.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've done it many times. I agree.
I find myself laughing uncontrollably now when I hear this. I said, how crazy are they going to get? But see, with me personally, though, it's like comic relief. It offsets, in a way, all that violence, you know, the burning down the cities and the lies that come out of this dementia-addled man we call our president. See, so it counterbalances. And I just, you know, thank God there's black people out here, though. I don't know what percentage that see through this, too. I mean, I have to believe that. Yeah.
For sure.
And
I really wish,
thank God for that. And I wish they would speak up and call in and make fun
of
this
stuff, too. Candace Owens is great about that. She's probably one of the better ones to follow for that kind of stuff. You know, and then I personally know some black people who speak out against it.
No, but your average black folks. I'd like to hear them call in and make fun of this, too. And we can all have a good time, at least, and laugh at this. Because, like I said, we're being bombarded daily, you know, with lies. It's so obvious that we're being lied to. Every word out of their mouth is a lie. We need to use this as comic relief because right. I'll be honest with you, I've never laughed so hard in my life hearing this one thing.
Well, because there's nothing else funny now. You can't like comedians and shows, and they're not funny
and it's the best retaliation. I mean, because those who are trying to create all this social engineering and the results, they can't handle that kind of response. And if that is contagious, laughter. So it's not only the best medicine chance, but it can actually spread where people just won't take it seriously and throw it right back at the social engineers, and then they won't know where to go.
They'll backfire on them a little.
Yeah, and I guess Gregory is right. There's nothing else to laugh at. Thank God we have Thank God we have these buffoons saying idiotic things and doing idiotic things, because like I said, it counterbalances, you know?
It really does.
You've been around a bit longer than I, Chance. I mean, so you've seen in the past decades, I mean, it wasn't so extreme with, like, say, the anti-white agenda and everything, but like the 60s and 70s, I mean, all the manipulation, even in the counterculture who thought they were doing the right thing with all their protests, perhaps short of Vietnam protesting. It's kind of hard to criticize that, right?
Well, Richard, I grew up in the 60s, and I've never seen nothing as bizarre as what I see now. You know, and I feel,
yeah, right.
You know, I've never seen nothing as bizarre. I mean,
this is it.
Like I said, I find myself, you know, you hear the violent things, you hear all the lies, and you get angry. But then out of all of a sudden, every day, out comes some wacky political correct nonsense that's so crazy, you laugh. So, like I said, I take that as a therapy. More or less, counterbalance my mental state, I guess. Yeah, and it's good to make fun of this stuff because, but it's obvious by the same token, though, you can see what they're doing. Like I said, it's trauma-based mind control. It's to break you down daily, every day, incrementally. That's why it's all being thrown at us now.
Oh, yeah, and any excuse to make things worse. I found it interesting how there was a clip Don Campbell was playing last night about how this lumber increase in price, and it could be an artificial lumber shortage. They're saying there's warehouses.
Gas, too. What about the gas now? The gas pipeline and stuff that was hot.
That as well. And we've heard similar things. Enron influencing companies to shut down going back a couple decades as well. So that's nothing new with the engineering.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Hopefully the American people will realize all this, that this lumber, this is a hoax. The gas, that's a hoax.
Sure.
Everything's a hoax now. It's becoming obvious that everything they do is a hoax. And I'm just waiting to see if people could see through this. And I wish more black people would call in and make fun of this stuff, too, because, yeah. I mean, at least we can get a big kick out of it and laugh about it. And on that note, I only have one thing left to say, and that's black gnomes matter. And you guys take care now. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Chance. Always appreciate your calls. Great call from Chance. Always love hearing from him.
Sure. He's great.
And
he's right on the money.
Indeed. There was a good little summing up of the propaganda I just caught in Patriot Rising. If I could maybe read briefly. Aldous Huxley's take on the control mechanisms present many decades ago were correct. But currently in this country alone, there are hundreds of millions that are under the spell of conditioning, indoctrination, and manipulation by the very few. It takes little effort or imagination in today's environment to see just how weak and controlled the American people are, as they don masks, close their businesses, abandon family, tattle on their neighbors, adhere to all orders given to them, and idly watch as their lives are at once controlled and destroyed in open sight. This is all happening for the sake of a fraud based on needless fear. The initial step of this plandemic plot was to test whether or not the people at large would comply with any number of idiotic and blatantly preposterous orders from above. Almost immediately, it became obvious that this population could be fooled into almost anything simply due to the fear of a manufactured lie. They were ripe for takeover and were willing to do whatever they were told, and the state of mind had changed little over the past 15 months now of physiological and psychological terror at the hands of the controlling class. The governing aspect of this plot against the people has been guided by the top tier of power and enforced by the political class. The corporate and dishonest medical and scientific communities that long ago partnered with the state players have been used to add feigned legitimacy to a completely illegitimate and immoral operation. The pharmacological element of this public exploitation has been very useful to the elite power's plan and is proving to be the most deadly, as what is falsely called a vaccine has been, according to the CDC, administered to over 152 million people with over 114 million injections, or 114 million receiving at least two shots. These poisonous injections have now been taken by 45% of the population, and this will likely lead to continuous sickness and mass fatalities in the future. Yeah, I saw another article of millennials suffering from chronic health problems. I'm sure that increased since these shots are widely accepted by a lot of the millennials out there. The governing aspect, or I'm sorry, oh, but it doesn't end there. That's where I was. These injections are filled with much toxic material, extremely dangerous adjuvants, multiple viral agents, fetal and animal tissue, messenger RNA, computer-like operating systems, and invasive nanoparticles that can be used to control recipients of this contaminated poison by radio wave technology. This is only a partial description of what is in these shots. So what else is in them? And then this author says, I fully believe these are meant to serve multiple purposes, and none of them are for the benefit of the people. They can be used to sterilize much of the population. They can be used to kill in the short and long term. They can incorporate management systems into the bodies and minds of those getting this jab, and they can be used for depopulation efforts. In fact, they can be used for all these things and more simultaneously. This is an inhumane atrocity. So that's a pretty good way of putting it. Don't you agree, Gregory? What's your response to all that?
Oh, it's insidious. Yeah, it's insidious if you look on what's in these things.
I really don't know how it's just commonplace now for people to just be so trusting, not look into it for themselves or know where to go. But, you know, a lot of people are saying even most foreign cab drivers are wise to this, go to the independent media for their information. So what is it? I mean, I don't know. What is it? Just like the conservative element of mainstream America? Is it more just the
media still has enough power to control everybody's minds?
But you hear that the ratings are in the sewer. I mean, I don't know.
It's getting better, but they still control. Still know they have, you know, the majority of people under their spell.
It seems most people these days go to other sources for information on some topics, but a lot of other topics, they still fall into the propaganda. Oh, we have to believe Fauci, for example, right?
Yeah.
Or the CDC, you know, the CDC. I mean, all these companies, extraordinary amount of funding from Bill Gates to NIH, for example. FDA has long been in Big Pharma's pocket. Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. What's on your mind, sir?
Richard, good morning. Well, it's morning somewhere. Hey, I got some word from a friend in Hyderabad, India area that I knew from grad school. He was a professor in a different field, and he said that he and his son both got COVID. He got out of the hospital. I posted it in the chat room there, the whole little email from him, but he said it's pretty bad over there and stuff. So, you know, it's good to get some kind of a somewhat detailed report from someone you actually know and trust. So, I mean, he's a good Christian man, much more into it than I am from a church point of view, you know. So, but I would say, regarding all the vaccine damages that are anticipated, and, you know, I see the shedding as something that has come out even worse, or at least shockingly worse than expected. And, you know, I see Judy Mikovits said 50 million people are going to die from these vaccines. And, you know, it hasn't happened yet that I see. And that's supposed to be a longer term effect. Those could be hidden because of latent strange effects, as you say. But I would say we have to be a little careful not to what I say is that such things could happen, and I'm watching, and I see many people are thinking and seeing, even doctors are seeing, that the vaccines are probably reducing severe COVID incidents and probably knocking down the positive tests that are real, those numbers. So I think there's going to be a perception out there.
But I mean, all the numbers combined, this really hasn't convinced me that it is more of a threat to humanity than the seasonal flu. As far as the numbers, perhaps symptoms can be worse in some people, but, you know, these are, I mean, with the comorbidity factors, you have to account for, they're going to get hit by something pretty soon anyway. As far as the testing, you know, the PCR test being completely useless, I don't know.
I don't see
any evidence that the vaccine is actually helping. I'm not denying that there isn't something out there, variants of, you know, coronaviruses that are you know, novel the past couple of years due to whatever origin, natural or engineered. But I really don't believe that these shots are actually helping that or were intended to. I really believe there are more nefarious purposes at work myself, Dave. But like you say, there's only so much we can speculate, and we have to be clear what we have evidence for and what we don't.
Well, what I'm saying is not that there's not nefarious things there, but they're going to have both. I see them having both a positive and a negative effect, and the positive effect will be seen and realized, but the negative effects will be ignored, you see. And I don't know how much they intend to have a negative effect or how latent it is. Those things are uncertain. I mean, they may be just priming the population for the big one that they're going to give you later, you know. So,
well, clearly you have to agree that the experimental nature of these, and when you look at the true numbers out there, factor in the manipulation and how the tests are meaningless, there's no evidence that we've seen that could justify what they've actually done, this emergency status and allowing these experimental non-approved shots, new technology, to be
well, there's clear evidence that they shouldn't have made an emergency use authorization when Dr. Corey and Dr. Peter McCullough had active, useful, effective treatments That's all this stuff was suppressed. So obviously they were trying to get the vaccine out. Yeah.
Very good point.
I would say that my opinion on the incidents and the relationship to the flu, and this is my opinion based on what I see, is that the danger from COVID is significantly higher than that from the flu, and it's more dangerous condition. But, you know, we had solutions, and if it's a dangerous thing and we had things that could have quelled it from January of 2020, why weren't all these antivirals put out there and given to everybody?
Absolutely.
That is the worst thing I see.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, they want you to take a vaccine. They don't want the cures. There are cures for it.
But I believe this was planned, you know, I mean, with the digital ID, the transhumanist.
Oh, it's all planned, factor. Of course.
They have alternate motives. Listen, I look forward to hearing you if you do want to call in tomorrow still.
But
on Tuesday for this topic would be best, next Tuesday. I want to get to another caller, if I could, after the break. But always appreciate your calls, Dave.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my Wednesday co-host Gregory McGill, and a large amount of alteration has been now occurring, by the way, with the PCR tests. For those who've been vaccinated, they're lowering the cycles as the standard, tremendously, so that they're less likely to get a positive to make it look like the shots are actually working for the alleged purpose.
That test is terrible.
The cause of death is being interpreted as well from people who've had the shot with anything but, as opposed to assuming COVID, even if you get hit by a truck, when it comes to prior to these shots getting administered as well to people. The places with the most lockdowns are having the largest spike in numbers, okay? I think that attributes to two things. It's unhealthy conditions with the mask wearing and lockdowns, as well as more so a politicization of the...
What do you mean? They don't work? Oh, tests, go figure.
The testing, the cycles, you know, just the amount that they're they'll make you keep going back for more tests, like every week or something for a hospital or something. Every one of those tests is considered a separate case, even if it's the same person within a week.
Right, yeah. It's all the way around the way they're doing it.
And then one more nugget for thought. I just heard a deadly black fungus that can only be removed by surgery has begun to spread in India, the world's most vaccinated country.
Why I got to be black? Are you racist?
But we have a caller.
Black fungus matters.
We have a caller here for the last couple of minutes. Murr in Wisconsin. What's on your mind, Murr? Good day.
Oh, hi. Hi, hi, Greg.
There she is.
Hey, Richard. I put in your chat room, too, when you were first talking about Babs, our girl, Barbara Lerner-Specter, and a video, and also just a nice little meme that John DeNugent did that is pretty good. And it says the same thing, but it just has her face caught in mid-blink, right? So it's pretty good. But what's her name? Shulamit Aloni is the other one that was on Democracy Now!, the Israeli minister. It's a trick. We always use it. Anti-Semitism.
Yeah, that one. I remember seeing that one.
Yeah, Shulamit Aloni. That's in there, too, in the chat room. But these tests. Positive is not active. Tests weren't designed for that. And I was telling John Moore and Jim Bacani this morning, these swabs are, you know, looked at microscopically, they are a delivery system. Okay? There's just so much going on. And, of course, don't believe all this. And you had E. Mike Jones on, and he has friends in India, and they're saying the opposite, just like here. It's malarkey. And actually, a lot of stuff in China, Mike S. King, I'll post that in your chat if I haven't already, where it looked like from a year ago, Hong Kong or Chinatown. It wasn't China. It was an op. The same guy that dropped dead two more times.
Yeah.
You know, right. And that thing in the
it's
apartment.
It's absurd, isn't it, Murr? It's absurd. Huh? We got to laugh at it, just like Chance said. Gotta laugh at it.
Well, stay happy. Enjoy spring. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Well, thank you for your call, bro. Thank you.
See you next Wednesday, everybody. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
All right,
always
buddy.
A pleasure. All right, my friend. Right, see you next Wednesday, sir.
Bye-bye.
And please support RBN, folks. Your donations are what keep all this possible. Stick around for Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. It's an excellent broadcast. And we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Yeah.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.